Well, Dave, we finally arrived at chapter 21. As we're looking at the beginning verse here of chapter 21, John doesn't call this a sign, what he records for us here, but we do see that he speaks about Jesus revealing himself. And you might remember back in chapter 2, when we looked at the sign back there, that we saw that it said that Jesus manifested his glory. He made his glory clear to them through the changing of the water into wine. And here, he's making himself clear to them as well, as John gives us a supplement to his gospel here. And he says in verse 1, after Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. And then we see in verse 14 that this was the third time that Jesus had revealed himself after he was raised from the dead. But what's this way that he speaks about? What way did he reveal himself?
Well, you see a setting here of when Peter says that he's going fishing in verse number 3 and 4. And so the rest of those disciples that were fishermen said, we'll go with you.
And John gives us detail. It's wonderful in the detail. It says that Thomas was there, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, James and John, and two others of the disciples were together. And Simon's getting a fishing party ready and prepared to go out on an expedition.
Well, he's recording an actual event, not a fairy tale, because in verse 4, it says, just as day was breaking, not once upon a time, or there's a story about a group of fishermen, but he's giving actual details. It's a setting in a specific time and a place here.
That's right. So he's indicating to us the way in which Jesus manifests himself, revealed himself to the disciples. Striking, isn't it, how ordinary the event is?
It is ordinary in the fact that a lot of people go fishing and that, but it's extraordinary in the way that Christ is there. First of all, it says that the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. They're in the boat, Jesus is standing on the shore, and they don't recognize him yet.
No, they don't recognize him, and what's even more amazing is that he gives them advice. Now, these weren't just novices at fishing. They knew how to fish. We might say they were professional fishermen. And Jesus, standing there on the shore, gives them some counsel. They had been out all night. They hadn't caught any fish. He tells them to put their nets over on the other side, and they listen to him. They listen to what he tells them.
And, you know, you think, oh, we're fishing. What difference does it make if we cast our net on one side of the boat or the other? Just changing one simple thing. But the disciples didn't question it. If it was an ordinary man, maybe they would have. They didn't recognize it was Jesus, but something was different. Why?
I think he spoke to them with authority. And while they didn't see it right away, they certainly recognized that sense of authority. They didn't question it. They just immediately did what he told them to do.
So they cast it in, and now they were not able to haul it in because of all the quantity of fish. All night long, no productivity in their fishing, no success. They see and obey Jesus, even though they didn't fully recognize, and they catch fish more than they could haul in.
There's no doubt that while John doesn't, as we've said, call this a sign, that this is miraculous and that its intention is to do just what the signs did, and that's to point to Christ.
And immediately, they look at this quantity of fish, and the disciple who Jesus loved says what?
He says, it is the Lord.
So then they recognize it was him after this obedience and the sign of the fish coming. All the fish, more than they could haul in.
I don't think it's coincidental here that chapter 20 we read about signs, and then chapter 21 he gives to us an indication of the way in which the disciples knew through this miraculous event that this was Jesus.
And in the next segment we're going to look at more specifically Peter and what his interaction is with Peter after this great haul of fish.
Very good.